Hi, my name is Deb Ingino, and I am a proud founding partner with the John Maxwell team. You know, a lot of people are asked, you know, what really sold me on the John Maxwell team? I'm going to be honest. It was John. You know, I had been following John for decades. I think I actually first became aware of John in the very, like, maybe the earlier mid-1990s, and I really started to follow him through, at that point, cassette tapes. So that just shows how long ago it was. And during those cassette tapes, what I loved about John was he had a very easy way of teaching and speaking and sharing with me how I could become better. You know, regardless of my circumstances or the job I was in at the moment, John helped me to see that there was a way that I could lead myself and people around me into a better result. And frankly, that sold me right away. So when the John Maxwell team was forming, for me, boy, it was a no-brainer that it would be something that I not only would be interested in, but frankly, that I knew John had been one of those mentors from afar for so many years. And now I'd have an opportunity to learn up close and personal directly from him and his teaching team. And that's exactly what sold me on the John Maxwell team. You know, when people ask me, what was your why? You know, why did you purchase this program? Or, you know, kind of what were you looking for, Deb? You know, I had spent, you know, 30 years in a corporate role. 23 of those 30 years was really with one company. And I had built up a great career as the vice president of global brand operations for what was once a $50 million company that I helped to contribute to the growth, my team and I, to help them to grow to well over $550 million in business. And you know what? My why was this. The part of the job that I loved the most, that I had an opportunity to do, was to develop and cultivate and seed leaders throughout our global organization. But that was a very small part of my overall responsibility. So when I took a look back around the age of 50 for me, I took a look back to see what did I really want to be when I grew up? You know, like time was ticking here. And when I saw the avenue of being able to coach and mentor folks into becoming the full leaders that they were totally equipped to do, to help them find their strengths, to help them find their leadership channel, if you will, and to help them to now move into the fullness of their own potential. For me, that was the why. You know, I had a little taste of that in corporate life. I had done that in corporate life, but not nearly enough. And what this business allows me to do today is to do it full time. I am now a full time coach and mentor and speaker and trainer. And boy, I am just thrilled to pieces to be able to serve other people and help them to come into the fullness of their own potential. Now, the question is, what were you afraid of, or what was holding you back from purchasing? I have to say nothing. I really do. You know, listen, the price tag for me, while the price tag wasn't huge, it was a chunk of change. I mean, that was a really nice vacation. And I knew I had to justify to my husband. Listen, I'm married now almost 35 years. At that point, it was 32 years. I had to justify to my husband how we could spend this $5,000. But here's what I knew. I knew that my husband believed in me, and he had seen me come from nothing, absolutely below nothing. Nothing would have been an upgrade from where I came from. So it's from below nothing into someone who became a leader of a very large organization. And I was afraid, I really was afraid that money, if I didn't take action, was going to be a wasted effort. I had purchased CDs, DVDs, cassette tapes, programs, gone to workshops from some really amazing folks, none of them John, where I really hadn't taken action, to be honest with you. The onus was on me. But this was something that $5,000 number for me, that $49.97 number for me, that forced me into action because I had to show my husband and myself that that was money that was well invested. So if there was anything that I was afraid of, I was kind of afraid that I wouldn't take the action that I knew that I could. And I'm so glad that I did. Now, my program coordinator was so helpful in helping me to make the decision to really look at this objectively, to take a good assessment of where I was, what I had done in the past, and how John's content had really been so influential in both my professional and frankly, in my personal life. And how if I could immerse myself in John and his material for a longer term, that I would see a significant growth in both myself as a person and certainly myself as a businesswoman. And that's exactly what happened. And I am so indebted to my program coordinator for helping me with that decision. What's interesting, you know, the sales process is a tricky piece. Listen, I am now, I have been on both sides of the sales process. Now that I am a full-time coach and speaker and trainer, just today I was getting ready to put in a proposal to a client, and I'm thinking, ooh, is this the right amount of money? Am I giving him the right value? But what really impressed me about the John Maxwell team's sales process is that my program coordinator said to me, listen, you'll know if it's the right decision and you'll know if it's the right time. And from what you've told me so far, John has been very influential in your life and in your business. What would make you think that that would be any different today if you're fully immersed in John and his content? And what really impressed me was the fact that they asked me the right question. You know, it wasn't about giving me answers. It was really more about asking me the question that would lead me to make the decision that ultimately I made in March 2011. And oh my goodness, I am so excited today that I said yes to myself, that I said yes, in my case, I'm a faith-based woman, to my creator. And I said yes to one of those mentors who had no idea that from afar he had been mentoring me for so many decades. Now, for me to be a John Maxwell team member, I have to tell you, it is an honor. You know, it's funny. I run into two types of folks. My specialty is working with corporate entities, so businesses between, you know, kind of between 60 million and 500 million is kind of my sweet spot client. And some of them know John, some of them don't. But the ones that know John, I find it so interesting when I say, oh, yeah, and by the way, I'm a founding partner, I'm a John Maxwell certified coach and speaker and trainer. Like, really? John Maxwell? The John Maxwell? And I love when they say that because I remember when I got the call. When I got that email to be on the call with John and Paul Martinelli, and I remember saying to my husband, honey, can you believe it? I got an invitation to check this out from the John Maxwell. So when clients of mine today say that to me, it brings me right back to March 2011 when I said to my husband, honey, can you believe I got an invitation from the John Maxwell. To me, it's amazing because what it helps me to associate myself with, to be honest, listen, I'm a corporate executive from New York. I'm a girl who grew up in the Bronx, New York, in very humble beginnings. But what John allows me to do, by the cachet of his name, what he brings to the marketplace and the integrity that he leads his business with. First of all, he gives me a great model to follow. Secondly, he gives me amazing content. But most importantly, to be a John Maxwell team member means that I'm part of his club. I'm part of his family. I am one of only a few thousand people in the world today that are focused on delivering value and building into this world leaders like this world has never seen before. So for each of us who are considering, you know, being a John Maxwell team member, to me means that, well, I sort of hit the big time, baby. And I am loving every minute of it.